Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Diane DeRista. Diane is the president and CEO of DeRista Communications, Inc., the author of Knockout Presentations. Diane, tell us how we can find you online and tell us a little bit about what you do.
You can find me at DeRista.com, D as in David, I, R E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A.com, and you can also find my Facebook / DeRista Communications. I work with executives, entrepreneurs, and leaders who want to give and craft and deliver compelling messages that get results.
All right. And they can find out more about you there at your website, can't they? All the things that
Absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely.
We're talking about speaking. We're talking about public speaking. We're talking about, maybe when things don't go so well. You know, when I give a speech, Diane, I don't have all the words. I don't always know exactly what I'm going to say. I work off of an outline. Sometimes I work off of a PowerPoint presentation, but those images, those words on paper are basically just prompts for me, and so that I then will talk about the things that I have on my mind about those things, some of my original ideas. So I'm not scripted when I give a speech, mm-hmm. I know if I'm going to say something controversial or not. I usually don't accidentally say something controversial. But if you're a public speaker, if you're a politician, I mean, that profession is rife with opportunities for you to get into trouble, isn't it?
You have to be very careful, and that's where these negative audiences are especially a concern. When I work with people, I notice there are two styles. There's some people who need to be scripted because they can't stay on message, so you script them. But I've had other people who, you give them a script and they start stuttering, so I've pulled scripts away and said, talk
right.
from your knowledge base.
Right.
But in terms of politicians, they really have to craft that and write that out and get it vetted and then stick to the message. You can be conversational and tell your story, but stick
right.
to the message.
Recently, President Obama seemed to go off script. I guess he didn't have teleprompters with him to keep him on script. And we all know that he uses those a lot. He even used them in a third grade mm-hmm. a speech he made to third graders once. But when he went off script, he got himself in a little trouble, didn't he?
He certainly did. If we're talking about the speech about small business,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, and the tone and the words were just not, I found it insulting as a small business, but what really insulted me was the soundbite when he said, if you've got a business, you didn't build that,
right.
somebody else did
but,
that,
but let
or
me,
made
let,
that happen.
Let me throw a teaching moment in here. I heard mm-hmm. more of that speech than that, and before he said that, he said, you know, we've got roads, we've got bridges that everybody uses. If you've got a small business, you didn't build that. I took it to mean you didn't build the roads and bridges. But the point that we're making with what you're saying is that even if that's not what he meant, it's how it sounded, and that's all anybody remembers.
Exactly. And so if I were coaching him, I would have said that he needed to first acknowledge the contributions of small business and then bring his message that it takes a village, if that's the message, and you didn't, you know, somebody else built those bridges. But the way it came out,
right.
sounded like it was insulting to small business.
That's exactly right. And it still lives. I mean, that,
yes.
that faux pas,
that
so to speak, has life and legs now, doesn't it?
Exactly. So it's how you position your message. The words are very powerful as well as the tone, and it's context. But you, as we know, words can be taken out of context.
Look at the CEO of BP. He said, I want my life back. I don't think he meant that. I don't think he meant it that way. I don't think he meant to offend anybody, but he said it, and that's all we remember about what he says.
Exactly. That will be go down with him forever, be associated with him.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to difficult audiences, you need to know what to do, and there is a full chapter in my book, Knockout Presentations, on how to handle difficult audiences.
I have never been booed, but I have been I have had someone in the audience who, you know, there's almost always somebody in the audience who thinks, number one, they know more than you, and they might, and but number two, they think they should have been invited to make this presentation, not you. Right? You know those guys.
All right. Yes. So we have prevention and intervention. Prevention, ideally, you would have known that ahead of time.
Right.
And so what you would do is you might acknowledge that person from the beginning so that you're making them feel good. But the intervention would be, if they start heckling, would be to answer questions and, again, try to make them part of the presentation in a good way, and then to move on, get away from the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, when someone is an expert, they just want recognition. So if you give it to them, they'll leave you alone in
right.
most cases.
I try to handle it when I can with humor by saying something like, now, John, is that your name? John, you're not going to be a problem for me today, are you? And usually everybody always laughs, and usually that person laughs, and it sort of tones them down a little bit.
Absolutely. Humor is one of the greatest ways to diffuse any negativity.
Right. So Diane, I've got to wrap it up, and it's always fun to have you here. You always make us think. Give us the website again one more time, please.
The website is DiResta.com. And you can find articles and also my book, Knockout Presentations, as well. And there is a free online course, 7 Deadly Mistakes Speakers Make.
We like free things around here. Folks, take advantage of that. DiResta.com, DiResta.com. Diane, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.